Good morning.
Good morning. Sally-Anne in the Portland Airport, and I'm going to be loading up here in a minute.
Oh, exciting, Sally-Anne. Are you coming home, or what's the...
Yeah, I'm coming home from Maui. Just got off the plane.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you were over there. Was it a week or a week and a half or 2 weeks? How long was it?
2 weeks. It was beautiful.
Oh, my gosh. You probably forgot about everything and were just completely engrossed in Hawaii life.
I was. Yes, I was.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You made it home safely. Yes.
That's the way to be.
Yep.
Well, we're excited for you, Sally-Anne. Welcome home, and boy, we're jealous too, but that's all good. It's a good jealous. We're happy for you.
Thank you, Alan.
Hey, guys.
Hey, you.
Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are all my friends?
Good morning, Steve. Sally-Anne, currently
Hi,
in the
Sally-Anne.
Portland Airport.
Good to be home, huh?
Yeah, I haven't quite arrived there yet. One more
yeah,
airplane ride.
But, you know, on the mainland.
Yes. Yes, on the mainland. Missing Maui already.
Yeah, leaving's hard.
For sure.
Here we go. Some pump me up music.
It must be Olympic.
Yeah, there you go.
It's the Limitless Olympics this month.
That's right.
Go for gold. It said everybody's a champion this morning. I just saw it on TV. It said everyone's a champion. Go for the gold. Going for the gold means you have to go X20.
That's right. There you go.
I think Cindy needs a distributor in Maui.
I think she does. Her name would be Sally-Anne.
I think we all need that.
I think she needs one in every state in the United States and every city. That might get the job done. Maybe.
There you go. There you go. Boom, boom, boom.
To see my preferred customer in Maui.
Oh,
been
did
on
you?
Thrive for he's been on Thrive for 2 years now.
Wow.
That's
very
what he says.
Cool. That is so cool.
It was interesting, Steve, all the trades that happened with the trade deadline. It was quite an active day the other day, wasn't it?
I didn't see anybody bidding on me.
You know, it was right there. I
know.
It was right there.
Good morning. Good morning. Liz Perkins from Utah.
Hey, Lizzie.
Good morning.
Good morning, hey there. Barbara from Seattle.
Hello, Barb.
How are you all?
I'm Nancy.
Great.
Good morning, Peggy from California.
Yeah, Miss Peggy.
Good morning, Christopher from California.
Good morning, Krista.
Hi, Krista.
Morning.
Cute picture of you, Steve, in The Voice.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That was taken in Quebec City on our Limitless trip.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was up in Quebec City, one of my favorite parks of all time.
Yeah, I've got to go there someday.
Oh, it's so beautiful, Barb.
Good morning. Pam Hanks from Utah.
Hello, Pam.
Good morning.
We were just talking about Quebec City. Did you like Quebec City, Pam?
I know. I love that I was watching that picture being taken of you. I loved it. Yeah.
Oh, I totally forgot.
When that was taken. Yeah.
I forgot.
Loved
yeah.
it. Loved it.
Good memories, though, right?
Yep, good memories for sure.
Did you like it, Cindy? She's obviously helping somebody else get
she's
on.
She's never speechless, so obviously she's helping somebody else.
Morning, Nancy in Florida.
Hi, Nance.
Good morning, Nancy.
You know, that's a...
Hey, Las Vegas.
Hi, good morning. You know, that's such an unusual city. I don't care what anybody says. I've never been in a city like that city anywhere.
Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Ray.
Terry from Minnesota.
Hey, Terry. You know, I guess Monaco would be kind of cool. I mean, I love Monaco.
That's
like,
my bucket list right there.
Yeah, of cities that I've been at worldwide. That I love, Monaco, Quebec City, Maui. No.
Mm-hmm. Monaco,
for,
I've been in Monaco. It's amazing.
It is, isn't it, Terry?
Yes. Did you go to the huge aquarium there?
No, I was in the Grand Prix race. I was one of the drivers.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah. And then you woke up.
And then I woke up. There you go.
That was written funny.
The Jacques Cousteau Aquarium is like
Jacques Cousteau. We will now go down in my bed. The Jacques Cousteau bed to 10,000 feet where I will die. Cindy, you like Quebec City, didn't you?
I think out of all the places I've been on every trip that I've ever been on for the last 40 years, Quebec City was number one.
Isn't that an amazing place?
Absolutely number one. Mike's too.
Yeah.
We both came home and said we would do this trip all over again.
Well, you know, and you do it when you have a little time and there's just the two of you maybe, so you're not, you know, getting taken over to the...
Yeah.
What do you call that slide across the zip line? Zip line that Sally Ann about got killed on or whatever.
It was just beautiful. It was just beautiful. Absolutely. A definite do-over.
Yeah.
Lifetime. I can see why you and Malin love that place.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely. And
Little French food, eh?
Our hotel was extraordinary. I was on in a building with the entire side of the building glass, and I'm afraid of heights. We were on the 64th floor. I said, no, I could never do that again. I'll go
I'm glad we had Akeisha go on that trip, too.
Yeah, it was wonderful. Oh, yeah.
All right. I think it's time, Alan.
Okay, I'll get us muted out.
Okay. Any last callers?
No, I'm on the wrong side. Diana, it's UK.
There we go.
I didn't want to interrupt.
Okay, Steve.
Hey, thank you very much, Alan, and good morning, everybody. And welcome to our Saturday morning national call originating here in Salt Lake City, Utah, which has not been cold, I might add. It was 61 degrees yesterday, and I'm just thinking to myself, what the heck is going on? It's the 10th of February. It's going to get a little cooler this week, but not much cooler, they say. And so it's been absolutely gorgeous. It's good to have all of you on the call this morning. I just heard as we went to mute. We have Diane in the UK calling in. And Diane, if you haven't been down to Monaco, you got to get, since you're over in Europe to begin with, you got to get down, you know, to France and then over down into Monaco along that Nice coastline. You would absolutely love it over there. And it's good to have Sally Ann on the call, calling from the airport this morning in Portland. How easy would it be not to get on the call when you just flew back from Maui and you're on your way home? And she was getting up at 5, 6 a.m. to be on our call in Maui, and now she's on the call at the airport in Portland. Thank you, Sally Ann, for doing that. And thanks, Terry, for always being on the call in Minnesota, and Nancy and Ray and Liz and Cindy and everyone else in between who is always on this call on Saturday mornings. We appreciate it so much. So here we are, February 10th. And with that, Malin, I'm going to just turn it over to you.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, this is just a little side personal note. February 10th always stands out for me. It's the wedding anniversary of my grandparents, if you can believe it. And I don't know why that always stuck for me other than they were just my favorite grandparents. And this would have been, were they still here, this would have been their 90th wedding anniversary. And I don't know what, I don't know if that's paper, rock, scissors, you know, 50 I know is golden. I don't know what 90 would be if you ever could possibly make it, but I just want to wish my grandparents a happy anniversary.
Wow. So they're going to push us then, 90th, you know.
There you go. Yep. We're going to get them a little Thrive HGH in there, and who knows? It's the incredible Benjamin Button reversal story. So anyway, welcome everybody. We're so excited to talk to you today, and it's been a great week as always. This has been our Defend Week, and so I'm just going to turn the time over to Alan because I know you've got some great things to share.
It has been a Defend Week. It's been exciting having Defend as the subject on the call, and then the Defend special we had going on, and you know the special we had. It's been really exciting to see the response we had, and I've been busy making sure we got all the inventory set and ready for shipment, and that's been quite exciting. That's an amazing product. Well, I'm going to run through the additional announcements too. And for those of you that saw The Voice, you saw a lot of what I'm going to talk about. Great information in The Voice every week. Please be sure you're referring to it frequently, and of course that your teams are too. Great information about your business and just about getting the right mindset to be successful too. But front and center, we talk about that RTA is back in stock. So we're real excited to have it available for purchase again. So if you've been missing RTA, which I know a lot of people have, you can order it now and get it back in your regimen. And, you know, as I mentioned, it's been so fun to see the response to Defend. That is an amazing product. You know, I know we've talked about this a lot, but no one else has this product in the form we do, the household, the spray your house. This is something that is unique. It's powerful, and it's so important this time of year. You know, I was looking online at you know, the flu this year has just been such a I don't know if the right word is epidemic, but it's just been so significant and so concerning. There's been deaths, and it's affected school closures. Some schools have closed for days while the school has been treated, and I just thought to myself, wow, how important it is that we be sure our homes are defending our loved ones against those kind of things. I got several children, and you know, they go out and they come back in, and they spend a lot of time here in the home, but they're bringing things in with them, and I'm glad I've got a way to help keep our home strong that way. All right. You know, I love Steve's momentum mindset in there. And Steve, it's so exciting, isn't it, with the Olympics? I love the picture you shared and the article you talked about. And you know, when Salt Lake hosted the Olympics, it was just a real special thing for Salt Lake City. And it was a great chance to feel the world coming together and look at specific athlete performances that were just fantastic. And here we are with Winter Olympics again. And I know my family and I, we've just been loving, you know, you turn on the TV in the evening and you watch the skating and you watch the skiing, and you just see people that have been training, you know, night and day, so to speak, for years, their whole life, to culminate in in participating in the Olympics and giving their very best. So, you know, I'm not sure what you're going to present on today, Steve, so I'm not going to hit what you shared in The Voice too hard in case
okay.
in case there's a repeat on some of that. But
all right,
you know,
well, I'm not going to talk about hockey for sure because, you know, I don't want to talk about the Canadian hockey team because the gold medal game in that 2002 Olympics was against the American team, and we won't discuss that, even though Canada went home with a gold medal. But anyway, we're excited.
That's right.
Shameless.
And that was a big deal here in Utah. It was a big deal around the world, and especially in the United States and Canada. That was really exciting. But Steve, your list of 10 requirements for success, I just love those. And you know what's exciting is as I read that list, I see those skills in you. I see those traits in Malin. I see both of you. I mean, these aren't things that you just said, let's put these together. These are things that both you and Malin live every day and are focused on to help Limitless be successful, for you guys personally to be successful and to share, and most important, all of us, of course, is to provide a company, provide an opportunity that will help all of us be successful. And so we appreciate that. But great list of top 10. I think I'm going to cut that one out, and it's going to go on my fridge next to my dream board, and so I'm excited to add those to there.
I want to send out a special thanks for Terry Kempfert for making it look nice, because she sent that to me in a text because she listened to me talk a little bit about it, and she kind of dolled it all up, so thank you, Terry. Just thought I'd mention it.
Yeah, looks great. Yeah, well done, Terry. Hey, and also in The Voice, we recognized our Executive Club achievers, and it's so exciting to see that list be so long. It's long enough, I'm not going to read every name, although every name on there, every person there deserves to have their name read. Congratulations. We do an Executive Club call once a month, and you know, when you get that text message, be sure, or email, I forget which comes first, one of those comes first, but be sure you respond to it and get all set up so you're just all set to be on that call and participate in that important information, training, recognition that we have for our Executive Club members. And maintain executive, guys, and it's exciting to be recognized as part of the Executive Club. Also in The Voice, reminder about our See Your Limitless cruise. That's SEA, Your Limitless Incentive Cruise that we're in qualification for. And, you know, we've been going for a few months. So I guess we're just a little over halfway, or about right at the halfway mark. And so still some great time to be making sure you're on track and getting qualified for the cruise. And there's a link in The Voice to all of the requirements there. So check that out and just double check that you're set. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the support team. They're great at helping with any questions on that. Also, we've got so many exciting incentives going on right now. But you know, we have the 2,000 customer acquisition bonus year one, the 5,000 year two acquisition bonus. And as you recall, for all the oldies, we said, look, if you'll increase one net new LDR customer in January, then you can run at this again. You can qualify for it again, whether you made it before or not. You can run at it again, one new one each month, and then that year two, you know, maintaining the 20 and the volume and things. All the requirements are from a link there in The Voice. But you know, since we hadn't gotten the word out until a little bit later in the month of January on that, Steve and Malin have decided to extend that to February. So February, get one new new LDR customer before the month ends, and you are back online for that if you didn't do it in January. I love the graphic we have in The Voice. One customer can lead to $7,000. And this is in addition to what the comp plan pays out. $2,000 the first year, $5,000 the second year, plus all the comp plan earnings, just for acquiring customers, maintaining them, getting a new one on each month, and then year two, maintaining that amount there. That's really exciting. And I have never, I've been in this industry for a lot of years. I've never been with a company that has put that much emphasis and that much reward on customers. It's fantastic. And never have I seen it being so easy to get customers as it is with Limitless because of our amazing products. Well, I'll keep moving along because I want to be sure we have enough time for you, Steve. But looking at the calendar, we have a note that the office will be closed on Monday the 19th for President's Day. And how exciting that Steve and Malin are going to let us have a break on President's Day and enjoy some more time with our families. We appreciate that. So please note that support won't be available that day. But of course, the next day, right back and at it. And we have our Monday weekly product training call will, of course, occur again on Monday. That's at noon Mountain Time. Always exciting things there, so please jump on. We're going to talk about Thrive on the Monday noon call coming up on Monday. So look forward to that. It's the hub of our Find Your Limitless packs, and of course, so important for all of us. Tuesday of this coming week, we have our You Even Better featuring Sally Ann. Sally Ann, kudos to you. It'll be great to have you featured there and everyone to be able to hear your story and get that in front of prospects. All right, with that, I will turn it back to you, Malin or Steve, whoever's jumping in next.
I'll take it over from there. Thank you, Alan, so much. And, you know, I've always thought that Steve had a great radio voice, but I got to tell you, the more I hear you every single Saturday, I love your radio voice. It's awesome. And, you know, because I know what you look like because I stare at your mug every day, it's just nice to hear your voice.
I have many voices.
Well, I'm also talking about Alan. He's really getting a good voice. But, yes, it's you, Steve. You know, I'm so lucky, guys, to have my business partner also be my number one guy in my life. And I can't tell you the importance. I was reading an article today from Eva Longoria. She's had tremendous success, and now in her 40s, she's married to the love of her life, and she's pregnant with her first child. But one of the things she said in the article was, you know what, one thing you have to do is you have to laugh every day together and put each other, work really hard to put each other first. And I just feel so blessed because Steve's mission is to make sure that I laugh as early as possible in the morning and then the rest of the day. And you can feel it in his voice how much he loves you guys. He's always coming up with interesting connections between what's trending out there and how you can tie that to Limitless. And he's just so gifted, and I know I'm really biased, and before it gets too icky, drippy, sicky, sweet around here, I'm going to turn the time over to you, honey.
Well, thank you very much, sweetie. I appreciate that much. You know, when you talk about voices, I saw a clip of an old Peter Sellers movie, The Pink Panther, where he's checking into a hotel and he's got this stupid disguise on. You know, they're pretty laughable movies when you think about it. And I just remember he says to the clerk, "I want a room with so I can see the minkies at the zoo." And I always thought that was so funny, when a room where you can see the minkies at the zoo. Anyway, French accents were always fun. Hey, good morning, guys. Good to have all of you on the call this morning, and appreciate it very much. I appreciated Alan's comments a little bit about the flu pandemic. Epidemic hitting the country right now, and it caused me for a moment to go back, and because I remember, not that I'm that old, but I remember one of the craziest things that's ever happened as far as a pandemic in this country was the flu pandemic of 1918, which was a worldwide flu, and it was believed to have started at Fort Riley, Kansas. That's where they tracked down the first person who got the flu, and within a matter of weeks, it was worldwide. And, you know, we tend to forget about it today. We tend to take a lot of things for granted in this modern, incredible technology world. But, you know, we also live in a world where they haven't figured out the common cold yet. I mean, think of that. Think of all the advances in technology that have taken place. And yet, when we come to the common cold, you know, we haven't figured out a surefire way to get rid of the common cold, only in how to, you know, try to calm it down so that, you know, we're not hit by that. Well, the same thing's true of the flu, and you may not think of it that way, but 100 years ago, it was 1918. The First World War was still going on, and I'm going to ask this question just to give you guys a feel for how big that pandemic was. It's not known exactly how many people died from it, but get this, it's estimated 6% of the entire world population passed away. Now you're saying, what? What? In 1918, it's estimated almost 100 million people died from the Spanish flu or the influenza from the flu back then. That is crazy. That is just crazy. And it's estimated to kill 25 million people in the first 25 weeks. That kind of puts it in perspective. In the United States, they estimate 675,000 people passed away from the flu. That's as many as all the AIDS cases in the last 40 years, put that in perspective, or the number of people that died in the Civil War. Over 600,000 people, guys. And that's amazing. So when I was doing some reading this morning, I read this great article in the Washington Post about, and basically the Washington Post article was the flu, and this is just last week, the flu can kill tens of millions of people, and in 1918 that's exactly what it did. And the article basically is saying, can it happen again? And the article says we're still vulnerable. And it quoted Thomas Frieden, who was the head of the CDC last year. And he was asked the question, what keeps you awake at night? And that's a question President Obama got asked, what kept him awake at night? And he said Pakistan, Iran, North Korea with nukes. And here the head of the CDC was asked the same question, what keeps him awake at night? And he says, we worry about a pandemic influenza because it has the potential to kill so many people. And even though it hasn't had that kind of impact, even with the limited impact it's had, it's making the national news every night. I saw a story on KSL last night about a woman who caught the flu, went into the hospital, and was gone the next day. And we've all heard these stories, these terrible stories, and over 60 kids have passed away in the United States. And when you compare it to what those guys went through 100 years ago, it's amazing. But basically, the CDC says that's the thing they worry about most. And so when I get to my list here in a second, the very first thing I have under my list of 10 things is what is required for your success. And the very first thing that's required is you need to have products that address problems that people have in life, in their life. And while this doesn't defend, for example, doesn't cure the flu or disease or anything like that, it's something that people are worried about. They're worried about transferring germs and doing things like that. And it's just crazy when you start reading about it. And I was just reading, it was a law that you had to wear a mask back then. And it says that the spray from a sneeze creates a cloud of more than 500,000 virus particles, and the virus can live for hours on any hard surface where they settle, One of the things, and here we have this amazing product, that you can spray on countertops to help protect against these terrible things that we have in our life. And so you don't need to go out there and say, hey, Defend cures disease, but it kills germs. And germs are what cause disease. And so, it just gives people a certain level of comfort. And so the very first thing that's required for your success is you have to have products that work. And that works. So I just, first a call that I was doing for Cindy the other morning, she wanted me to do the call. And so I had this, what is required for your success? And one of the John Williams, who I love, there's something that happens to me when the Olympics come on, when I hear this music. Right? Doesn't that give you chills when you hear that? And somebody said to me, why do you like the Olympics so much? And I'd like the Summer Olympics a little more than Winter Olympics, even though they include hockey, which is Canada's mainstay, eh? But I'd like the Olympics so much, and when I hear that music, it just gives me chills down the spine. What is it about the Olympics I like more than anything? It is the backstories. It's when they give you a little history of what that athlete has had to do in order to get there. We talked a little bit on that call about Sean White, who does the half pipe and, you know, the tomato, you know, is what he's been fondly called from that standpoint. And we saw a thing the other day, Melinda and I, where he had 66 stitches across his face because he fell and crashed and burned. And I thought, oh, my gosh, would I do something knowingly that could risk me getting 66 stitches in my face? I don't think so. And the price they pay, I saw, you know, the Olympics, even though the opening ceremonies were last night, they actually started on Thursday night, and an Olympic skater from Utah, who I saw the backstory on, spent all these years of his life from when he was a very small child, you know, finally got to in the team event, and he fell down in his first figure skating spin, and he hasn't fallen down in like months in all the world championships, and he fell down and he ends up in fourth, and I'm going, ah, that would just kill me to spend all that time, energy, and effort and end up, as Jessica Smith said, you know, with the copper, you know, because people don't, you know, if you ask somebody who won the gold, they might remember who won the gold. Everybody knows Michael Phelps has so many golds, but, you know, who won the silver? Yeah, I don't remember. Who won the bronze? I don't remember. And that's why Jessica made fun and says, you know, when people say, hey, did you win any medals? She goes, yeah, I've won a couple of coppers. And I always think that's pretty funny from that standpoint. But the price these people pay for success is great. And one of the backstories I also saw was of a gal that's involved in the downhill, not Lindsey Vonn, but another gal. And it showed an early film of her when she was 3 years old on ice skates and, you know, spinning around. And her mom goes, here she is in her pre-Olympic workout. And she made a big deal. And now she has a gold medal that she won in the last Olympics. And here she is going again. It's just so much fun. And so I like all that stuff. So let's talk about what's required for your success. The reason I bring up the Olympics, because it's so much fun, is because it brings home to me once and for all the price that people pay for success. And so my question is, what is required for your success? What do you guys got to do in order to have success? And as I mentioned, you have to have a story that you can easily tell people. And I just think we have so many stories. When I hear Peggy talking about Defend and how she tells the story, or I hear somebody talking about Thrive and how passionate they are, or I hear Paul talking about riding his bikes and his bike team and what it's done to be able to take these products. You know, when you have firsthand accounts over and over and over again about how it's changed people's lives, that's important when you're out there. So the first thing you got to do, guys, if you're going to be serious about this, and I'm going, hey, you're serious about everything else, you know, why not be serious about your limitless? So here's just a few thoughts, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay, the first one I have is my written goals. You have to write down your goals. You know, that's redundant. We talk about it way too much, but I'm just telling you what you have to do. You have to write down your goals, and you have to have a burning desire. So let's compare it to the Olympics. Do you think any of those Olympic athletes, any of them, might have a written goal? Do you think any of them might have posted their best time in an event or what they're shooting for their personal best record? Do you think there's a chance that might have happened, you know, as Olympic athletes? Of course they all do. They all have written goals. They all have times. They all have
barriers that they want to conquer, and do they have a burning desire? I think if you go 8 years or 12 years, I saw a guy in the opening ceremonies last night. He holds the record for being in the Olympics the most number of times. He's been in 8 Olympics over the last 32 years. Think about that. 8 Olympics. You know, does he have a burning desire? Okay, number 2, positive mental attitude. I was saying, hey, you should have a positive mental attitude, not just to help your limitless business, but in life. You know, there's nothing, you know, most people in this life are negative. I'm just telling you, have you ever noticed that? You try stepping outside your doors and just walking around for a little bit. The other day I went down an elevator, I was walking down a hallway, and I said, hey, how are you? You know, big beam, smile. Person just kept walking. And I thought to myself, oh, you know, they're really a happy soul. And all of us have been through these experiences, you know. We were at a movie the other day. A woman bumped into me and got all irate because she thought, you know, that I shouldn't have been in her space. And I said to Monica, can you believe somebody would get that irritated over something like that? It's just, so, you know, we're going to come in conflict. Have you ever stood in a bank line or been in a car or something? Do everything you can to change that attitude that you have. Just be a positive mental attitude person, and you'll find that people would much prefer to be around somebody who has a positive mental attitude as somebody who doesn't. Next, determination, action, and hard work. In the Olympics, do you think they have determination? Do you think they take action? And do you think they work hard? You know, Sean White was talking about how he was working like 10 hours a day to perfect those moves. When he gets out and does the half pipe, it looks so easy to do those triple reverse rollovers on that snowboard. And you're going, how did he do that? Well, he just happened to figure it out last week. No, he took years to perfect that. And he was determined to do it, and he was determined to have a special move that nobody else did, that he practiced and practiced and practiced in case he needed it, and he nailed it. Delayed gratification, long-term thinking. You definitely have to have long-term thinking if you're going to be in the Olympics, because the goal is set out so far away. You know, when you think about even small bonuses we have at Limitless, like your $2,000 for customer acquisition or the $5,000 2 years from now, you know, so you can have $7,000. I always loved what Terry said when she was on the call a couple of weeks ago, where she was going, you know, you see somebody else get that $2,000 bonus and you think, you know, I could have got one customer a month. I could have done that for a year. And I would have loved in December to have been able to step up and get that $2,000 bonus, or come to a fly-in and get that $5,000 bonus. Guys, 2 years is going to go by with or without anything you do. All you got to do is find one customer a month to hit that. In other words, have a long term thinking outlet. Delayed gratification. We live in a world where everything we do is, I need to be immediately gratified. Well, you know, change that a little bit. Have some long-term thinking with your goals. Number 5, willingness to approve a system. You have to accept there's certain training methods. There are certain things that Olympic athletes do that they know they have to do properly. You know, when you're in an Olympic bike race and you know about drafting and you know about, you know, being able to stay behind somebody and have them pull you along and all the little training details and techniques that work to make you a better person or athlete. We have proven training systems. And I'm telling you, we have hit the soft spot. The sweet spot when it comes to your Find Your Limitless packs. They're all priced right, they're all $200 or less, and they get people started with our products, and we love them. And so that's good. So, you know, be willing to follow a system like that. There's a lot of people that don't want to follow a system like that. A lot of people think they have a better way. And that's okay. That's one of the great things about being an independent distributor. You can do this any way you want. And I always told people, you know, hey, if you want to make your first, please make your first million our way, and then we don't care any way you want to make your second million, you know. But, you know, so many people come into this business, as you know, 90% do it part-time, and most of those people end up leaving the business. But for people who have success, who want to keep graduating down the road to the point that later on in their life they can look at this as a secondary income that will help them a lot more than what Social Security would do or something else, that is great. Willing to imitate habits of successful people. If there's one thing I've learned in my life, I love imitating successful habits of successful people. And so when you think about the Jim Rohns and the Zig Ziglars and the positive mental attitude who share their stories of success with us. And, you know, even this last week, Elon Musk, you know, he sent one of his Tesla red convertible cars into outer space. And it's circling right now, and he said it's going to circle for a billion years, you know, and as it, as going through space. I had a little fake driver in there, and it was playing music on the radio. And I thought, yeah, I'm sure as a little boy that's what he said. I'm going to invent a car company and have a red convertible car that nobody else has, that nobody said I'd be able to make it, that has now been successful, go with my SpaceX company, which nobody said would be successful, and I'm going to shoot it off into space. And just watching that car, you know, it shows you that crazy dreams can come true depending upon the mindset you have. So be willing to imitate habits of successful people. And by the way, all these points you can do a training on individually on almost all of them, and we won't do that today, but just I'm just going over the list that I feel I should have that I'm sharing with you guys. So, you know, I told Malin, when Limitless 2.0 becomes official, I am back again in a major way. Eric Worre in his GoPro book says you should take major action every few months. Every few months you should just kind of regroup and say, okay, I'm going to take some massive action, some major action towards whatever it is I'm trying to accomplish. So I'm gearing up for my next massive action project that I want to do. Number 7, have a sincere desire to serve others. What good does it do you to be in a business where you have products that help people and where you need to be in a positive mental frame, even to talk to people, if you don't have a sincere desire to help them? Now, one of the great things, our products make it pretty easy. I think it's pretty easy to go out and talk about Defend today in the environment we find ourselves. And you should be able to do that for a long, long period of time. Because do people feel more comfortable as time goes on? I don't think so. I think they feel less comfortable, and they understand that they're doing everything they can to protect their family. So why not do something to help them? You know, when I hear Cindy talk passionately about what Thrive does, or hundreds of our distributors who have said what Thrive has done and how it's helped them, many of them feel it's saved their life, or Force, or, you know, Electrify, or helps them in their workout. You know, you have to have a sincere desire to serve others. And if the old saying, if you help them get what they want, you'll be able to accomplish what you want. Number 8, 100% commitment, 100% persistence, 100% consistent effort. Once you decide that you're in the game, and let's take the Olympics again, once you decide you're in the Olympic Games, then, you know, what kind of commitment do you think you want to have in order to make the Olympics? I saw yesterday one of the great backstories again. I saw Nigeria in Africa launched a bobsled team in this Winter Olympics in South Korea. And they interviewed the gals, and they said, what made you come up with it? And they said, well, we wanted to go to the Olympics, and we knew we had to train. And one of the gals had been in previous Summer Olympics, and she goes, So, you know, they saw the old movie with John Candy, Canadian, by the way, up in the Olympics in Calgary, where they had the Jamaica bobsled team. You remember that? Well, she thought that was so cool. And so she decided that she would go out and recruit some teammates, and they would make a bobsled. And the interviewer goes, do you have any snow in Africa? No. Do you have any bobsleds in Africa? No, we don't. Do you know what a bobsled is? No, I have no idea what a bobsled is. And yet, there they are in a wooden contraption training, and now they're in the Winter Olympics from Nigeria. What are the unbelievable backstories? Do you think they had 100% commitment, 100% persistence, 100% consistent effort to follow their dreams to get to their destination, whatever it was? Number nine, you got to have a high-leveraged vehicle, financial vehicle. And I've always said this, why did I pick network marketing over all the other things that we could be doing in the world? It's because I always tell Milan, I want to be like water going downhill out of the mountains. I want the path of least resistance. And if I'm going to work hard at something, I want to make sure that I'm going to get the best bang for my buck for working hard. And when you have a high leveraged vehicle, you know, the old saying, I'd rather have 1% of 100 people's efforts than 100% of my own efforts. Because if you can have a leveraged vehicle, that is better. And there's no better vehicle in the world, in my opinion, financially, than in network marketing. So that's good. And then number 10, a friendly alliance with people who will encourage you. Have you ever been so excited about something and you get all pumped up and you go and you share that with somebody that you love or care about, and they just poo-poo all over you on your excitement? And immediately you just feel your whole thought process go, you know, just goes dead. And that happens all the time to us, right, when we're out there. So, again, if you have a positive mental attitude, or if you're in the you're in Africa and you say to your family, hey, I'm going to start, I want to go bobsled in the South Korea Olympics in 2018, you know, don't let somebody rain on your dream. Keep your dream alive and surround yourself with people who are like-minded, or people who go, yeah, I don't really know about that, but if that's what you want, I'm here for you. Go for it. And that's one of the great things. So I realize I've gone over a few minutes this morning, guys, and I apologize for that. But there's my list of 10 things that I believe are required if you're going to have success and if you're going to spend the amount of time, energy, and effort in a network marketing company, even if you do it on a part-time basis. Why not do it right? And here's kind of a roadmap that I use when I decide, hey, I'm really going to go for it. So with that, Melinda, I'll just turn it back to you.
Oh, wow. That was so good. And I've heard you give this presentation before, and as with all your stories and everything that you share, it always comes with a new perspective. You always add some current application to make things fresh and new, so thank you. And my favorite part was when you said the all those people who poo-poo what you do, and how often do we actually partner up with our poo-poo partners? You know, we let them affect us as if they are our partners. And so don't do that. Don't get with your poo-poo partners. Get rid of them and stick with your limitless family, because we have a great thing going here. And to have a fearless leader like Steve, you know, coach us in the ways that we can really have success is amazing. So thanks, Steve. That was really, really great. And Alan, I think, unless you want to tie a bow around it, let's take it off mute.
All right. Sounds great. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Malin. Here we go.
That was so awesome watching me in Vegas. Loving it. Great job. Liz Perkins from Utah. Loved it.
Thanks, Lakshmi. Thanks, Lizzie.
Great message, Kimber. Just from Sandy.
Alberto from Utah.
Hey, Alberto. Hey, Ken.
Great call, Steve. Really
thanks
love
so much, Terry from Minnesota.
Awesome.
Thanks again, Terry.
Great. Great call, Diane, in the UK.
Have a good day over there, Diane.
Thanks for always being there.
Cheerio. Cheerio, pip, pip, cheerio.
Great call, Nancy, in Florida.
Hey, hey.
Thanks for the inspiration, Krista in California.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.